Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 5th. Happy Saturday. Hope you had a wonderful 4th of July, that you were able to see some fireworks. We are so grateful for our country and the freedom that we have here. Let's go over our memory verse one more time for this week. It's from Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Our scripture passages today are Jude, verses 17 through 25, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, and Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 through 6. I almost stumbled over Jude because I wanted to say chapter 1, but there is only one chapter in the book of Jude, and so I want to give you a quick overview. In the Student Study Bible, it says this: apparently, roving teachers who claim to possess some special word from the Lord are plaguing the early church. Often these false teachers, seeking a prophet, tell audiences exactly what they want to hear. God's grace is so great that you can live however you want with no penalty. Jude makes devastatingly clear what he thinks of such ideas. This letter refers to three Old Testament characters as powerful illustrations of qualities to avoid: the selfishness of Cain, the greed of Balaam, and the rebelliousness of Korah. After filling his letter with such negative examples, however, Jude concludes triumphantly that God is able to keep you from stumbling. And that is the section that we're going to read today here in Jude, verses 17 through the end of the chapter, verse 25. It ends with a doxology, which is a word of praise. And so when I get to that section, if you're comfortable, raise your hands with me as we lift our hands in praise. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, "In the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourself up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen." The doxology here at the end is a rich declaration of how God can keep us. He can keep us from stumbling, and He will present us before His glorious presence as we persevere. It kind of hints in verses 20 and 21 about that perseverance of faith. It says, "You, dear friends, by building yourself up in your most holy faith." Well, how do we build ourselves up in the faith? That's the question I was asking myself as I read this in preparation. And I think we do this in at least four ways. We do it by being in God's Word, through prayer, through godly community, and through serving in the church. By praying in the Spirit, as it says here, keep yourself in God's love, being in the community of people, as you wait for mercy. And as we wait for mercy, we know we're called to be merciful. So I encourage you to build yourself up in the faith today. Our second passage is in Luke's gospel. As we make our way through Luke, we are going to finish chapter 10 today with verses 38 through 42. And this is about Jesus at the home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." What a beautiful corrective for those of us who run around trying to do all the work. We think it's the work of the Lord, but yet we neglect time with the Lord. The better lot is to be with the Lord, to listen to his voice, to hear his word, and to pray. A very impactful sermon in my life is one that was spoken or preached by Haddon Robinson. It's called, "Don't Just Do Something, Sit There." So if you go on YouTube, you can Google it, put in the name Haddon Robinson, H-A-D-D-O-N, Robinson, and then the title is, "Don't Just Do Something, Sit There." I think you'll be blessed if you listen to it. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 through 6. In this section, the writer of Proverbs is warning about the seductive adulteress and ultimately about the destructive nature of adultery. "For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it." We're reading through Proverbs again and again because the lessons learned are applicable daily. A question for us today is, are there places that you've been lured by things that seem sweet in the beginning or seem interesting or seem fun, but then you realize it's just a path towards death and destruction? My prayer for us today and for those whom we love is that the Lord would grant us much wisdom and that we would see through that which lures us to the path of destruction. To end today, I want to read a portion of another prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer on the 11th day, and then I'll reread for us the doxology from Jude 24 and 25. "O God, you proved your love to us in the passion and death of Jesus Christ our Lord. May the power of his cross be with me today. May I love as he loved. May I be obedient even to death. As I lean on his cross, may I not refuse my own, but rather may I bear it by the strength of his. O Lord, you have placed the solitary in families. I ask for your heavenly blessing for all the members of my household, all my neighbors, and all my fellow citizens." Just take a moment there. And let us reflect on our household and our families, those who live with us and those who are far away. We lift them up to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, for our neighbors, those who are next door neighbors now, perhaps neighbors that lived in our community before or where we lived before. We lift them up to you. And we pray for fellow citizens, fellow church members, and fellow people in our communities. We lift those who come to mind up to you now. May Christ rule in every heart, and his law be honored in every home. May every knee bend before him, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. And now to him who is able to keep you all from stumbling, and to present you before his glorious presence without fault, and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.